attract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Barry Shamish. We're going to be talking about the issues that are going on over in Israel today, because they do impact upon everything happening here in America today. In fact, in many ways, the things that are happening in Israel are the very center of everything happening in the world, because we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of civilization as we know it today. And Israel plays an important part in what is happening. And if you go back and you study history, I mean, here Israel hasn't existed for 2,000 years, and suddenly at this time it's been around, well, since about 1948. And of course, we see all sorts of interesting things happening over there. We find that George Bush has moved our troops into Afghanistan. We went in there, of course, because we had to catch Osama bin Laden, but we never tried to catch Osama bin Laden. And we have articles, anybody would like to see it. We have an article written back in the year 2001, October, just a month after the attack, less than that, actually 3 weeks, October 6th or 7th, 2001, written by a military officer back in Washington, D.C., saying, we're not going to try to get Osama bin Laden. You know, if we tried to get Osama bin Laden, why, how would we justify the war? Our policy is not Osama bin Laden first, it's Osama bin Laden last. Why? Because they wanted to go to war in Afghanistan. And we're still fighting there. And we will continue fighting there. And then, of course, we moved into Iraq because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Well, we knew he'd moved them all over to Syria. Now, you're never going to hear that. But all of his weapons of mass destruction were moved to Syria. We have this from a number of reliable sources. But the American people are never going to know that. We're going to be told we invaded Iraq for no reason at all, but it still wasn't any reason to invade Saddam, because Saddam worked for the Central Intelligence Agency in the 50s. We brought him to power. We kept him in power. We financed him all during the 1980s and then turned on him in the 1990s. Why? So we could eventually put our men in the Middle East. And nothing really makes sense if you look at it the way we've been told. There are forces working behind the scenes, and that's why our guest this morning is so vitally important to us. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Good morning. I have a cold.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, do you feel up to talking?
Sure.
All right, fine. Well, Barry is certainly one of our favorite guests and always gives us a different outlook on what's happening in the Middle East and in the Near East, because, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening there is going to impact on you, because I believe we are going into another war in the Middle East. But they're not going to tell the American people the plan has been made to precipitate another war, a disastrous war for Israel, but a disastrous war for America. So, Barry, you pick up the story. I'll be quiet.
You can interrupt any time you feel like it.
I probably will. Go right ahead.
You repeat a story I don't believe. That's the neocon line. After they didn't find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, the neocon line is they're in Syria. I heard that from John Loftus and a couple of other people. They said that without any proof. Like America doesn't have satellites and they have no night vision. They just moved all the weapons to Syria. I don't believe it for a second. I think Saddam actually destroyed whatever he had.
All right, well, we'll see who's right. Go ahead.
I'm not so sure we will, but and they're getting pretty old. If they really were biological weapons, I don't know how long they last. Nonetheless, back to Israel, where we might see something. But again, it's all an illusion. We'll start with the subject you want, and that's Olmert's so-called resignation speech.
All right.
Which was really a very badly written resignation speech where he cited all his accomplishments, and just like Nixon, when he resigned, said that he couldn't go on because he was being pestered. Therefore, after Kadima, his party, holds primaries in September, he will resign. But there is a huge caveat here, and people didn't pay attention to this huge caveat. He says, unless the new Kadima head can't form a government, which is entirely likely, in such a case, he will stay on as prime minister till elections are held in March. So now, that's 10 more months of this crook, but it doesn't matter because you'll get a worse crook, maybe not a thief, but you'll get an imbecile replacing him no matter what. Your choices are Tzipi Livni and Shaul Mofaz. Those are the two candidates for the Kadima party. Now, of Livni, Livni was foreign minister during the Lebanon War. She was the one who decided that Israel and Hezbollah would sign a truce. She promised the Israeli people that the foreign forces would stop Hezbollah from expanding. Hezbollah is four times stronger today than it was 3 years ago when the war started. She promised Israel security from attack. Israel is about to be attacked. In other words, she's a total incompetent. She's a very stupid woman, all right? Just leave it at that. And you don't want her leaving the country. And I'm not sure a lot of people will join a coalition with her simply because she's such an immense loser and she's so tied up to Condoleezza Rice and the CFR. I mean, she really is a factotum, an old-fashioned factotum, and she may not form a government. I would say she wouldn't. Now, the other option is Shaul Mofaz, and I have dirt on him, awful dirt. His brother Shmuel Mofaz was Baruch Goldstein's handler. Oops, I hear music.
You hear music? We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish as we analyze, of course, what's going to be happening to Israel in the near future as far as their leadership. And don't even think about changing the dial.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest, Barry Samus. Barry, you pick the story up.
Well, Shaul Mofaz is the other Kadima Party candidate, and his brother was Shmuel Mofaz. He directly murdered 51 Arabs in Hebron in February 1994. That was the Goldstein, so-called Goldstein Massacre. He was Goldstein's direct handler. He was the last person Goldstein saw alive of any authority about 18 hours before the massacre. And he'd been handling Goldstein throughout the operation to turn him in to a mass murder and get the army to get the Jews out of Hebron. That's a story that just is not properly understood. And it's certainly not understood why Mofaz became defense minister. The fact is that his whole family is involved in this conspiratorial murdering establishment in Israel. And nobody is reading the story right. This is the big problem. It's a big problem for me as well, that this version is actually the truthful one. I may make mistakes here and there, and I may get this and that wrong, but the version itself is, in fact, what's running Israel, and no one can understand that Israel is heading straight down because its leadership want Israel to head straight down, and there's no mistakes being made in that. It's just a concept people can't understand. Now, I heard from you and other people that Israel will be protected against Hezbollah's 40,000 missiles and Hamas's 20,000 missiles and Saudi Arabia's 10,000 missiles and Syria's 40,000 missiles. 100,000 missiles are aimed at Israel. And on the first day of the war, if it's a full outright war, I mean, Tel Aviv is going to get 10,000 missiles on it. The city will be rubble in one crummy day, and you've got people saying, no, the Nautilus system is in place, and it's going to save Israel, and it's a missile blanket, and it's nonsense.
Well, we're going to find out. It's going to be fascinating, Barry. I know how strongly you feel, and I hope you're wrong, and I hope I'm right, but maybe I'm wrong. Well, let's wait and see.
The Nautilus system is built by Grumman just outside where I live in St. Augustine. And an Israeli team came and saw it tested, and it failed miserably. This was last year. There's no such thing as a missile blanket. Okay? I mean, just forget that concept of Star Wars. It's straight from the movies. It doesn't exist. If the enemy has 100,000 missiles, Israel is going to be thumped, okay? I mean, thumped.
You're absolutely right. If the Nautilus doesn't work, Israel is doomed. So let's just wait and see. I hope and pray that you're wrong, but wait and see.
I really don't want to wait and see because I already know it's going to happen.
Okay, well, you go ahead.
Israel has got itself a missile war coming up and is thoroughly unprepared for it.
Right, you're absolutely right.
Okay, I mean, it's no time. I don't want to rain on anyone's parade here, but let's not live in absolute delusion. Israel cannot withstand a massive missile war. I don't know what more to say to that. Israel can certainly cause some destruction, but what do I care? My family live there, and I don't want them being hit by thousands of missiles. And it's extremely worrisome, and this truly, truly is not the time for delusion. Now, what I'm gonna tell you about the wacky world of the Middle East this week. It's a hilarious place, really. This happened 3 days ago. There is a civil war, and it's gonna explode very shortly between Hamas and Fatah. Hamas runs Gaza, now they want the West Bank, and they're getting it. But there was a terrible battle, 9 dead, 35 wounded. A Fatah division was trapped in Gaza, and Israel went in a tremendous risk under blistering gunfire and mortars and the works and saved them, saved the whole division. And they brought 188 Fatah fighters out of Gaza into Israel and expected to give them, to the West Bank, to Abbas. But then it starts getting funny. Abbas wouldn't accept them. He made a statement that there must be a Fatah presence in Gaza. Now, the fact that they would have been wiped out isn't much of a presence, but that's what he said. So Israel started returning the Fatah terrorists that it had saved. The IDF returned 68 of the 188 Fatah terrorists. And Hamas immediately arrested them and started torturing. Right away. They cross into Gaza. They're released. And they're in custody. So in Israel, the Israel Civil Rights Association immediately went to the Supreme Court to stop the return of the Fatah terrorists. And now Defense Minister Barak was in a very bad position because the court ruled that he couldn't return them yet until it had a ruling. So Barak, now here's where like Abbott and Costello decide on the diplomacy of Israel. Barak on his knees begs Abbas to take them back. Okay, I mean, you can imagine this ridiculous scene. Mahmoud takes them back. I'm in a pickle. Says, I'm sorry, they have to be in Gaza. We can't even imagine the stupidity of what's going on. But Barak begs Abbas to take them back. Abbas doesn't want them. Now, Abbas, in the meantime, fires 1,000 policemen, soldiers, that he suspects belong to Hamas, based on very little evidence. He doesn't want any influence from Gaza in the West Bank. Israel cannot take in these terrorists. Nobody wants to absorb into Israel 120 committed terrorists. So they got to come up with something, and Abbas accepts or thinks of a great solution. He says, nowhere near Ramallah. You put them in Jericho, and we'll wait to see what happens. That's far enough away for us. So Israel took 120 of the terrorists, put them on a bus, the ones that weren't in hospital, of course, and a new solution to Middle East peace was found. The terrorists now live in Jericho. This actually happened in the last 3 days.
We live in a world gone mad.
Well, it's what was Israel doing, risking its soldiers to save these people in the first place if their leader didn't even want them. Okay, it's just they were trying. Look, Lieutenant Colonel Joel Seward opened his mouth, and this is a quote. He said it was an idiotic operation to save Abbas, which, of course, is what happened. But it gets even, well, I don't know, but stranger than that. That's about as strange as it gets, really. But there's an issue I've been speaking to you about for some time, is that I believe, and I have proven, that there's a division of the Israeli police working with the enemy. They're actually working with the PLO and the Arabs to set up and arrest Jews. Well, this week we got the proof, again, 3 days ago. Now, first of all, Jerusalem had two vicious terror attacks, one at Merkaz HaRav Yeshiva. Eight young men killed. The police didn't arrive for 40 minutes. And two civilians killed the terrorist. And the other was the front-end loader, or the bulldozer, as it's wrongly called, that wounded over 80 people in Jerusalem. And the police didn't fire at the terrorists, though there were dozens of police on Yaffa Road in Jerusalem. And I have long suggested the police not only are not responding, they know about these acts ahead of time. Now, this week, officially, our president, the mass murderer Shimon Peres, killer of Rabin, Sharon, the Sephardic children of the 50s, well, he, just before flying to Beijing to see the Olympics, where he will be feted by world diplomats, he announced that we have to divide Jerusalem. This was less than a week after Olmert gave a speech where he said, "We can't stop every bulldozer. The only answer is to divide Jerusalem." So now the president of Israel, the prime minister of Israel, and the molester Chaim Ramon, who was in court a year and a half ago for molesting a soldier, just barely turned 18, all are working to divide Jerusalem. I mean, that's just peachy, and that's why the cops don't work there. That's why the cops don't shoot terrorists in Jerusalem. There are orders now, and how do we know this? Well, there's a new policy to stop these teenagers and young men and women of Yesha, Judea, and Samaria from taking hikes in their own home. And we know what the policy is because on July 29th, a group of 100 hikers were attacked by armed Bedouins, and they wounded three Jews, and the Jews with rifles shot in the air to disperse them. And then the police showed up. They arrested a few Bedouin. They were released. In the end, five Jews were arrested. Two were banned from Yesha, and they were fined. And somebody asked, where did these cops come from? Why were there cops hiding behind rocks? And in court, while being questioned by defense attorney Wurzberger, Detective Aharon Yair let out the truth. Finally, a cop says that we work with the Arabs. We worked with the Bedouins to attack the Jews so there wouldn't be any more hikes in Judea and Samaria. Now, this may be nothing to you, but it's profoundly important in Israel. And then he went on to talk about the July 23rd operation where the Bedouins once again attacked a group of Jewish hikers. Four Jews were charged, expelled from Yesha, fined $2,500. The police are working with our enemies. The police and Arabs work hand in hand to get the Jews out of their homes in Judea and Samaria. And we have a detective, his name was Aharon Yair, who admitted that he and the Bedouins, Israel police and the Bedouins, set up the ambush. And the Bedouins were armed, and the Jews could have been killed. But that is the fact in Israel. The police are working with the enemy to get the Jews out of their homes. And we've got a witness. And again, it all happened this week, this trial. I think that's a very important story.
Well, I think there are a lot of things that go on that really don't make sense unless there's another agenda behind the scenes. And there are people within the Israeli government who are actually working for the defeat of the Israeli nation. Go right ahead.
Well, it just gets worse and worse. You know, this wasn't an eventful week.
Oh, we'll be back. Hang on there, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here on the American Christian Network. American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at Radiant Clinic Colorado.
I'll go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I'm going to skip. We spoke about something yesterday. I was slightly interrupted, but I want to make... there was a very important... Again, the hidden news item that people really should know about. Now, it starts with something I found incredible that there's an American academic delegation that was in Damascus this week. And now, as far as I knew, I thought that was illegal. I didn't think that, well, isn't Syria on the nation of terrorists, on the list of terrorist nations? I didn't think you were allowed to do that. But the Syrian news agency, Sana, announced that the rector of Damascus University had met a delegation of American scientists with the goal of expanding scientific cooperation. Now, I think somebody should have opened their mouth if this is true. I mean, you give Saudi Arabia new airplanes and somebody complains. Why isn't somebody complaining that American scientists are meeting in Syria? But it gets worse, because on that very same day, Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, met with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He should shorten his name. He's got a very difficult name. It doesn't matter. They met in Syria. On the same day, the American academic delegation was in Syria. And I don't like timing like that. That's very bothersome timing. They held a press conference together where they announced that they discussed nuclear enrichment at the same time that an American scientific delegation is in Damascus. That is not good.
We are
really, it's a completely ignored huge scandal. Completely ignored. I've never seen it since then.
Well, of course, we are creating the best enemies that our money can buy. We created, we established the regime in Iran. People have forgotten that it was the CIA working behind the scenes that helped to bring the radical Ayatollahs to power back in 79. But we can't let the American people understand that this is a constant pattern. Create the best enemies money can buy. Before we go on at this point, Barry, I would like you to get out your telephone number, how people can get in touch with you and get your DVDs, how people can get your books, and, of course, how people can get your website.
Coming up, I want to hit the punchline first.
All right, you go ahead.
There's a major punchline. Again, ignored news. I don't know if it was the same day. It was within a day that in Lebanon, this Syrian liaison to Hamas was assassinated. Now, that is probably a Mossad operation, but nonetheless, this is a very major story in the Middle East, and it's been buried. With all this business about American academics and the president of Iran meeting the president of Syria, the Syrian liaison to Hamas, which means the Iranian liaison to Hamas, was assassinated. Just keep this in mind, that there's tremendous activity going on in the Middle East that nobody seems to know about. And I don't know more than what I just told you, but this is actually what's going on in Lebanon. Now, as for my books, just go to www.lulu.com. You go to lulu.com and there's a box that says search. Write in my name, Chamish. That's Chamish, and you'll get my books. It's all yours. There's a whole bunch of them there. And then my website is www.barrychamish.com. And for my DVDs, I have one. Right now it's just audio, but coming in is also video of my lecture last week in Atlanta, Shabbat Tzvi Lieber Zionism and the Holocaust, amongst others. And my phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right, back we go to Israel. Now, A good writer, I have quoted him often, a military writer called Pinchas Inbari, wrote an article about what is going to happen in the near future. And he claimed that Hamas has a very good plan to take over the West Bank. He said it will start after Gilad Shalit is released. That's the Israeli prisoner held by Hamas. He will be released for 1,000 prisoners.
So they're going to, the Israelis are going to get one prisoner, and the other side is going to get 1,000 terrorists.
Yes.
Okay.
And
that seems logical.
It seems logical to whoever planned it.
I know, but I mean, the thing is, that what people must understand is that the leaders of Israel are betraying Israel. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, it's totally illogical.
Well, I'm going to return to this, but there's a couple of ships to break the Gaza stranglehold. They're floating from Cyprus to Gaza right now. I know one of the organizers of this international crusade to save Hamas, and his name is Jeff Halper. He's my age, lives in Jerusalem. I met him a few times. One time a lady actually did a little dinner party so we would meet. I walked out of it. He was a stupid and dangerous man. Hates the Jews with all his heart. Loves the terrorists. He organized a committee to stop the home demolitions of terrorists. Israel for years kept terrorism in line because terrorists would know after they finished their act, their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and grandparents would all be homeless. They would be tossed out of their house and their house would be demolished. And this act saved innumerable terrorist acts in Israel. It was Halper who put the international pressure on Israel to stop the home demolitions. And he is, I'm not even saying indirectly, he's directly responsible for the deaths of dozens of Jews. And you have these kind of Jews in Israel. And I don't know where their mentality comes from. I really don't. But they would rather see their own people killed than a house demolished to prevent that. And this mentality is deep and profound. I won't go into it today. I know where it comes from. Let's go back to Pinchas Inbari.
All right, hang on there. Mary, we'll be back in just a minute here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Sammons, for the last segment. So go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well, we're back to the military correspondent, Pinkas Zimbari, who is telling how Hamas is going to take over the West Bank from Fatah, and they've got a plan. The first thing is, just like Hamas, just like Hezbollah became free to act after the recent prison exchange because they wanted their prisoners back, and once Israel gave them up, well, there was nothing preventing them from taking their operations worldwide, and you're going to see their operations worldwide now because they're fearless. The same with Hamas. Once they get their prisoners back, the public is thoroughly on their side, and they've got new manpower, they are going to take over the West Bank. And Abbas right now has been declaring he doesn't want the job anymore. He knows he's going to be assassinated. He's scared. The man is very, very frightened, Abbas. That's why he didn't want any of the fighters from Gaza in the West Bank. He's got enough problems. He knows that he's in his final days. He has no support. And Hamas is going to take over the West Bank, and then Israel is going to see Sderot all over the country. You're going to have rockets every which way on every city when Hamas takes over the West Bank. All the phony peace accord signed with Abbas will just go down the drain. And Israel is going to see rockets land in Netanya and Herzliya in Tel Aviv. And what Zimbari is writing about is that the Israeli government is helping this process become a reality. Now, he wrote about two Israeli policies that are doing the job. One is safe passage. There is a road from Gaza through Kiryat Gat to Hebron that Israel is determined to keep open. And Condoleezza Rice, of course, has been pushing this hard so that Gaza and the West Bank are joined, like something that natural really worked with Pakistan for what, 20 years before it eventually became Bangladesh and Pakistan. You can't separate a country and expect it to survive, so Israel has provided a road. And Zimbari says that Hamas is using the road put its fighters in place in the West Bank, and Israel is giving them free passage. But much, much more relevant, he says, is the uprooting of Jewish towns that provides a barrier, a buffer against this, where the military could place bases and have support. He says the uprooting of the towns is just giving Hamas a free ride. Now, there's a big issue in Israel. It's starting to spread. It began with Women in Green. It's a place called Shadma. It's an army base that Israel abandoned. It's sitting in the middle of a road. Now, here is this story. In Gush Etzion, there are four settlements. They're not settlements. Tekoa's got 1,000 people. It's a town. They use settlements for everything. These are established towns. But at one point, it looked like they would be abandoned because to get to them is really very scary. Tekoa, I've been there several times. My friend Joel Bainerman lives there. I've got friends there. I sold books there. It's a scary little ride. I took my son on that ride once. He never went back to the West Bank with me anymore. He was terrified. You go through three or four Arab towns on a skinny little road, and if you have a flat tire, God help you, if it's at night, you'll be lynched. It's a nasty drive. So Tekoa has been pushing and pushing for a bypass road around the towns. It once took them 45 minutes to get to Jerusalem. The bypass road was built last year. It now takes them 10 minutes of no Arab towns to link up with the Jerusalem road. And everything is fine now. You can live safely in Tekoa. Except the Israeli government is going to hand over an army base right smack in the middle of this road. 5 minutes from Tekoa is going to be a Palestinian army base. And it's not just that. I mean, this overlooks the Jerusalem neighborhood of Har Choma. It's a strategic disaster to give this base to the enemy. But the Israeli government has stated its policy that they get the Shadma base. Now, you've got yourself really a lot of people extremely upset about this. First of all, their leaders are going to give the enemy such a strategic advantage, endangering not only Tekoa and the other three towns, but also Jerusalem. What kind of a government would do a stupid thing like this?
The government is working for the enemy, of course.
Yes. Yes, that's the answer. But, you know, we know that. The Israeli people don't know that. They don't understand how their government can make militarily insane decisions that will affect tens of thousands of people, but they're going to do it.
Sure.
And there's now a protest movement to save Shadma, and it comes from initially the women in green, who are led by women who come from Gush Etzion and are affected by this road. But the Israeli public themselves are going to find out when this Shadma base is handed over to the Palestinians, which will mean Hamas, by the way. It will mean Hamas, that Jerusalem's neighborhoods are now under rocket fire, and that Tekoa and Noqdim and the other two settlements are effectively cut off from the rest of Israel.
Well, the Israeli people are under attack. The average Israeli has no idea, because so much of what's going on doesn't make any sense. Your job is trying to make sense out of it. Our guest, Barry Shamish. Barry, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. God bless.
See you later.
Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail it P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoy Barry. And, of course, he raises the question over and over again, why is the Israeli government doing what they're doing? Why, very simply, because there are other spiritual forces at work here. And unless you understand there's always an X factor in what's going on, you can't understand why our leaders have led us into a war in Afghanistan and a war in Iraq, and why they seem to be intent upon taking us to war with Iran and the rest of the Muslim world. Why, and if you haven't read the Civil Edmund story on my website, you need to go there at RadioLiberty.com and read the site about Civil Edmunds, why we are arming the Muslim world with nuclear weapons in preparation for the coming war. It doesn't make sense. And when you understand it isn't supposed to make sense, it isn't logical, then it all makes sense. There is an organized effort to precipitate a nuclear war, a worldwide nuclear war, which will have a devastating effect on America. So, certainly, where did Hamas come from? Why, it was organized by the Central Intelligence Agency, and of course the Israelis. Why would you create an enemy like Hamas? Why, the best enemy that American money could buy for Israel and for America. This is covered in a book called The Devil's Game, which we carry, The Devil's Game. What happened on September 11th? What really happened on September 11th? Well, that's covered in a book called See No Evil by a gentleman who is a CIA agent. In the introduction of the book, he tells you that one of the highest-ranking CIA officials had said off the record that when the dust clears after September 11th, the American people will have realized what happened wasn't a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph of intelligence. And 3,000 Americans died. But it got us into the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, didn't it? And wasn't that worthwhile? And I would say, no, it wasn't worthwhile. We need a government that will be honest with us, but governments are never honest. Governments like fire, a dangerous servant, but a fearful master. Both of the books I mentioned, See No Evil, The Devil's Game, available from Radio Liberty. You must get the information. You must help us get it out. Much of this is covered in our little pamphlets on the foreknowledge of 911. There are three of them. You get them all for less than $10 together, and plus shipping. And then, of course, there's an update on that, and 911, what really happened, or the truth about 911. We have the information. You need to get it. You need to help us get it out. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And look at the various books we have, the videos we have. Incidentally, I was commenting the other day that our section on the other videos has somebody removed all of them from YouTube, so you couldn't connect. This morning I went on my website, and lo and behold, why, they were all back again. In other words, when we talk about it on radio, suddenly everything changes, and now you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, go to other videos, and they all connect up. I wonder why. Well, understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're playing games. They do not want you to learn the truth. And hopefully we do have most of the truth for you, not all of it, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of the Christian civilization. And believe me, the other side is far smarter than we will ever be, because they have supernatural intelligence that comes from the dark side. And there is another side. There is a spiritual battle taking place. And if you want to understand that, go to our website, read our newsletters, watch our videos, watch the section on other videos, and certainly feel perfectly free to record our radio programs from our website. You can listen to them
9 hours a day on the live feed we have. We're, as you know, we're on radio 5 hours a day, trying to make people understand what's going on, trying to be a Paul Revere, as it were, in a world gone mad. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. Watch our DVD, Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret, and then our new one, Secret Knowledge, and then Pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.